Well, good Monday morning. We are live on KMTS High School Playoff Baseball. The Rifle Bears hosting a four-team regional. They take on the Evergreen Cougars here in just a few minutes. And joining me, Keith Harris. Keith, you got out of Saturday.
Yeah.
But so did I.
Yeah, I was going to say. It all works out in the end.
It does. I got here Saturday, did not get the memo, the text, nothing. And I went down and gave Troy Phillips the business. But apparently game times changed with the wind. And
yeah.
I mean, six times. And they didn't get the confirmation until late Friday night. Originally, it was scheduled for 10 o'clock last week, hosting the four-team regional, as soon as the brackets came out. Then it got moved to 11. And then it got bumped. Well, let's see. That was the final confirmation I got for Saturday. So I get here Saturday, and it's crickets.
Yeah.
Not a soul here.
Thinking, man, somebody should be warming up or something.
I'll be early. I'll hang up the banner, you know, and take care of stuff. And nobody's here. And suddenly I bump into Ronnie Chick, who was coached by Jack DeBoer many years ago. And Ronnie comes up and says, "What's going on?" I said, "I would ask you the same thing. Do you know?" He goes, "They moved it to Monday." I'm like, "Oh, you're kidding me."
It was all an elaborate ruse just to play a trick on you, Ron.
So I had to go home and mow the lawn. But glad to be here. We are live. This is a big game, a big tournament. Rifle Bears hoping to advance to the regional championship. Some regionals have already been played, like Palisade. They 10-run their opponents, Aurora Central and Fountain. So they're in the Grade 8 next week. Rifle Bears, it's been a while. It's been a dry spell for Troy Phillips. He's now got 318 career wins as head coach in 27 seasons at this program. He got win number 300. Was it back in March against Basalt? And they finished the year at 19-4 and 9-3 in league play. And they've been on a tear. Their wins over Battle Mountain, 16th in their last 17 games. The only loss being to the number one team in the state, Palisade. Their 19th win tied a school record for the most wins while playing at the 4A level, which is where Rifles played the last 30 years. Gavin Peterson had a single, double, triple, three runs, three RBIs to add to his leading total. His three ribbies gives him 40 on the season. That's a new school record.
Oh, yeah. That's got to be. Well, we were here. We watched him get, 12 in one game?
Yeah. Inside the Parker, he got a one over the fence.
Yeah.
Logan Gross, three singles, three runs, two stolen bases. His two stolen bases give him 30 on the season, which is a new school record.
Well, it only takes him four steps to get from
first to second, those long strides at 6 foot seven or whatever he is.
Yeah.
Cade Street, a couple of singles, double, four ribbies, sack fly. Connor Abbott had three singles. Easton Phillips, an RBI single, two runs. So they beat a tough Battle Mountain team. So the Bears are feeling confident, but they're going against an Evergreen team that plays in the 4A Jeffco League. We saw Evergreen against Glenwood back on April 18th, and Evergreen won that 16-6. John Lipka, the head coach, they were 13-10 overall, 9-7 in their conference. Umpires out. With the coaches having the pregame conference.
I always find it funny that they have to be in the batter's boxes. The umps have to be just on inside of home.
Right.
Is that meeting possible anywhere else in the field, or is that just the only place it can take place?
By the way, hats off to all the student athletes that competed at the state track and field meet. The delayed meet should have wrapped up on Saturday, but they had to cancel everything Friday because of the weather. And holy cow, they got a ton of snow down there.
Yeah, the weather here is crazy. I mean, I've been in Colorado for, you know, I grew up here as a young child, but I've been back for the last 3 years, and this is the craziest. To have an 82-degree Thursday and a 4 inches fall of snow Friday.
Yeah.
My parents were trying to do a yard sale, and we would go out there and try to sweep off the snow off the tables. It didn't really work very well, but yeah, I just couldn't believe the swing. And here we are, sunny in the 60s today. So
yeah, Yeah, it's going to be a great day. The championship game will be played at 3 o'clock, and the Bears hoping to advance to that title game and move on in the next round. Our starters for today, give you the Evergreen Cougars. John Lipka, the head coach. Grayson Richmond will lead things off for the Cougars, and he plays center field. Justin Lipka, the coach's son, is behind the plate, batting second. Dylan Shiro is at short, batting third. Batting fourth, the pitcher, Carson King. Batting fifth, Augie Weber at second base. Ryan Cook at third. Ethan Foreman at first base. Stephen Hartman batting eighth, and he's in left field. And Eric Schmidt in right field, batting ninth. And Coach Lipka brought a whole second team.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of subs.
Nine substitutes.
Well, he figures, you know, it's the tournament time. School's about over for most kids. Bring the whole gang.
Yep.
Everybody in the pool.
If nothing else, they'll have the best seats in the house.
Yeah.
And now for your starters.
For the Rifle Bears, we've got Trey Caldwell leading things off, playing first base. Playing second, batting second, Easton Phillips. Logan Gross is at short and batting third. Batting cleanup, Mr. RBI man, Gavin Peterson, and he's roaming the outfield in center. Cade Street is behind the plate, as always, batting fifth. Austin Bolin is on the mound, so Coach Trey Phillips going with his ace.
Yep. Well, and we were talking about how that's a difficult decision. Do you save him for game two, or do you ensure that you have a game two? You know, so
it's always you tend to, as a manager or a coach, you tend to second guess yourself. You know, like, you know what, let's get in the championship game.
Yep.
And Austin has been outstanding this season. He has got an ERA of 0.92. That leads the conference. 9-1 record, please.
Yeah.
He's saved nine games. Pitched five complete games. Marvelous.
Wow.
And he is among the leaders. Well, he leads the team in strikeouts with 61. Only walked 15. And he's on the hill today for the Bears. Connor Abbott
for the Rifle Bears.
Playing right field.
The reserves. Number 17,
he'll bat
Josh Wright.
Seventh. Batting eighth is Brock Caldwell at third
number
base.
15, Ryan
and
Thomas.
Trevor Burgess is in left, but
number
Charlie
four,
Heisel DHing
Brandon
for him
Marquez
in the nine hole.
Number 16, Charlie.
Yeah, it's been a wonderful season for Rifle. Again,
hitter,
really
14,
their toughest
Charlie
opponent
Heisel
was, you know, losing to Palisade.
Sure.
Bulldogs, I think, just loaded this year.
Right,
yeah.
Field,
Palisades
Connor
the toughest opponent for anybody who's playing.
It was mentioning the outstanding achievements for the local athletes at the state track and field meet.
You
just got to bow down and tip your cap to Peyton
third
Garrison.
Base,
what a marvelous
six,
athlete.
Caldwell.
She defended her titles in the 100, 200, 400.
Wow.
And broke the state record
second base, number three,
in the 200. And she's bound for Montana State to run track.
Yep.
There she is right there. Just phenomenal
catcher,
athlete.
Number 13, Cade
and
Street.
Ben Kirk has done such a wonderful job with that track program, girls and boys. Coleridge
one,
girls
Austin
took
Bolin
second to, I believe, Liberty Common.
With assistant coaches, James Magnuson.
In the total
Scott
point
Schilt,
standings.
Sneed, with head coach
and Joaquin Sandoval. The outstanding student athlete at Glenwood Springs took fourth in
now
the 100
and
second, yeah, second in the 200. Yeah.
So we're going to pause for our national anthem.
By Rifle High School senior Brittany.
Playoff baseball here on KMTS.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the broad gates remember, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night. flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave? Oh, the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Well, beautiful job. A little breezy day, but a great day for baseball, playoff baseball. The Rifle Bears and the Evergreen Cougars. Now, the other half of the brackets has Devlin and Northridge. They'll play at 12:30. We move on. One of those teams moving on to the regional championship. And the winner of that goes on next week to the Grade 8, where it becomes double elimination. The Bears take the field, and as my broadcasting hero, my idol, Vince Scully would say, pull up a chair.
Pull up a chair, enjoy the show.
Yes, we're live on the radio. Rifle and the Evergreen Cougars. Cougars in that 4A Jeffco League with Golden, Devlin, Green Mountain, Conifer, Stanley Lake, Wheat Ridge, Alameda, and Littleton. Devlin's going to be I'll be interested to watch them at 12:30 against Northridge. Their win is 12 in a row. Evergreen lost their last three. Lost to Green Mountain in a doubleheader, got swept, and then lost to Ponderosa 12-2. Austin Bowen taking his warm-up pitches. He'll face Grayson Richmond. He's a junior batting 373. Mentioned Austin Bowen, 61 strikeouts on the season. With an 0.92 earned run average, 9-1 on the year.
Leading off for the Cougars, number two, Grayson Richmond.
And everyone's been waiting for this one all weekend long. Kind of a chilly day, but gorgeous day nonetheless. 385 to dead center, 325 down the lines here at Cooper Memorial Field. A beautiful facility. Grayson Richmond, a left-hander, 373 average. Two triples, four doubles, eight runs batted in. And he looks at strike one from Austin Bowen. One counts. Here's the pitch from Bowen. Chopper to third. Caldwell up with it. Throws. Got him. Good starts. Going to get those nerves out of the way. It's just a little bit different feeling when you're playing
now batting number three
in the postseason. Coach Troy Phillips, veteran coach. 27 seasons, 318 wins under his belt. All as a Rifle Bear. Justin Lipka, the batter. He's a junior. Bats right. He's got a 403 average. Two home runs, 18 runs driven in. Bowen winds and delivers. That hit him.
Hit him.
Yep, just nicked him. And the Cougars have a base runner. Well, they're vocal.
Well, and I was about to say that Lipka really, he was really kind of crowding the plate to start with.
And Lipka comes out for a designated runner. Looks like Sarkisian. Lipka's the catcher, so he's getting the gear on. Bowling from the stretch. One out. Just underway. That pitch just inside corner. Good location to Dylan Shiro. Shiro, the shortstop. He's a senior, batting 329, two triples, 16 runs driven in. There's a fly ball to right field. Connor Abbott drifting over, going back, and makes the catch over his head. Nice play by Connor Abbott. That was a tough read. Good play by Connor, two away.
Yeah, he took a slight hesitation to try to figure out whether he needed to come up or go back. It turns out he was going back and just caught it over his left shoulder.
Carson King, the starting pitcher. He's the cleanup hitter. He's a senior, bats right. And King batting 459 with five homers to lead the team. Looks at strike one. This is the first meeting between Rifle and Evergreen, as far as I know, going back through the records. 0-1 count to Carson King, the cleanup hitter. Throw it over to first base, quick throw. Not in time. 0-1 count to Carson King, two outs, top of the first. King with 32 runs driven in. There's the 0-1 pitch. Just inside, brushed him back a little bit. And it's 1-1.
Seems like the Evergreen hitters are wanting to crowd the plate, and it seems like Boland's wanting to brush him back. To several inside pitches.
Here's the 1-1. Ground ball, that's in the hole in the left field for a base hit. And Sarkisian down to second base. First and second, two outs for Augie Weber. Weber, a junior, batting 327. He's got a home run. 16 runs batted in. A little bit of a threat for the Cougars with two outs. A lot of regional tournaments have already been played, including Palisades. We got the host and had no trouble with Aurora Central and Falcon. Here's the first pitch to Augie Weber. And he rips one into left field, base hit. Sarkisian is being waved home. Here comes the throw. It's off the line, and the Cougars score first as Weber drives one in.
Now batting number four, Ryan Cook.
King down to second base. 1-0 Cougars, two outs, top of the first. Ryan Cook, the batter. So far, Boland not fooling anyone. Cook, a sophomore, batting 387. Swings and misses. There's the left-hander, 0-1. Cook with two doubles. He's driven in 20. Next pitch, chopped toward first, foul, and it's 0-2. Bowling from the stretch. 0-2 count to Ryan Cook, number six hitter. 1-0 Cougars. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Chop foul again toward first. Three umpires working today's regional playoff. Bowling comes set, gets a sign from Cade Street. He's going to bluff to first, but no one on the bag. Trey Caldwell playing the normal defensive depth. Not holding the runner with two strikes and two outs. Going from the stretch. Here's the 0-2 to Cook. In the dirt, that gets to the backstop. And the runners advance 90 feet, second and third. And a 1-2 count to Ryan Cook. Austin Bowen having to work a little bit here in the first inning. The ball, two strikes to Ryan Cook. Base hit scores two. Bowen taking a long look at the target. Now comes set. Here's the 1-2. Swung on a miss, and that'll do it. But the Cougars score a run on two hits, the hit batter, no errors, two runners left on base. After half an inning, it's Evergreen 1, Rifle nothing. This is KMTS. Back to Cooper Memorial Field. Played half an inning. Rifle Bears trailing the Evergreen Cougars in this regional playoff game, 1-0. Cougars, a run on two hits, stranded two, as Austin Bolin got Ryan Cook swinging the strike on strike three to end the threat. 14 pitches that first inning for Bolin. Also hit a batter. So Trey Caldwell will lead things off for the Bears. Against Carson King. King pitched 36 and a third innings. Is a 1-6 record, 4.43 earned run average. He struck out 43, walked 21.
Maybe the Evergreen coach is going with a different strategy, saving his best pitcher for, you know, a possible game two championship game here.
First pitch to Trey Caldwell. Fly ball to left field. And that is in foul territory, and the catch made. Great catch by Ethan Hartmere. Fighting the win, Cap came flying off, and he caught it right at the line. One swing, one out. Excellent play by Hartmere in left field. Brings up Easton Phillips. King's first pitch. Fly ball fouled over the stands in the parking lot. Nothing and one. A one pitch. In the dirt. And it's 1-1 to Easton Phillips. Bears ended ninth ranked in the state, according to Chasson. 1-1 to Phillips. Slow grounder to third. Charge by Ryan Cook. Throws, and it sails over the head of Ethan Foreman, and Phillips down to second base. Cook at third, charged in the hole, gloved it just at the edge of the grass, and airmailed one over the head of Ethan Foreman. So Phillips down at second. Parties in the sky like it's 2055. D6 and Logan Gross up to the plate. Gross at 586 with 5 homers, 27 runs batted in, 11 doubles. Looking to tie the game up here with a base hit. First pitch. That's a chopper in the hole. It's short. The throw is offline, and Phillips had to wait and heads down to third base. And Gross slides safely. He's in there. Back-to-back errors by the left side of the infield for the Cougars, and the Bears are in business.
Now batting number 8, Gavin.
Yeah, so that first one was an E5, and the second one an E6.
Yep.
So we were talking about how tall Logan Gross is. He started sliding about 14 feet away.
Yeah.
And slid all the way in to get into second base.
So Gavin Peterson, Mr. RBI man. He's got the team record of 40. Looks at ball one. Ball gets away. Trickles away from Lipka, but the runners hold. 1-0 to Gavin. Yeah, last time we saw Gavin, we just tore up the Eagle Valley Devils with 12 ribbies in a combined doubleheader.
Well, and it would have been so much greater. I mean, the rifle coach was holding everybody back.
Yeah.
You know, no extra bases. You know, that would have been a double, but you're going to stop at first.
Yeah.
They had a pretty significant lead at that point.
Right. If the Bears win today, this morning, Gavin Peterson will start in the championship. 1-0 pitch to Gavin. That's foul ball. And it's 1-1. If you tuned in expecting to hear some country music, well, it's baseball. Next pitch to Gavin. In there for a strike. Off-speed pitch from Carson King. The count's 1-2. Second and third for the Bears. One out. Here in the bottom of the first. 1-0 Evergreen. 1-2 count to Gavin Peterson, the cleanup hitter. Cook from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Strike three called on the inside corner. A fastball. And Gavin caught looking there.
Number 13, Cade Street.
So it's up to Cade Street. First pitch, Street swings and misses. Nothing in one. Carson
seemed
King.
Like seems like a late decision on Street's part to swing at that one. He was pretty far behind it.
0-1 pitch from King. Fouled off into the soccer field. It's quickly 0-2, and he's a strike away from getting out of trouble here. This out of the 46 runs allowed by King, 23 were earned, so a lot of errors committed by this Cougar team. 0-2 pitch to Street. Swing and a miss, and he gets out of trouble. The Bears, no runs, no hits, two errors, and two men left on base. 1-0 after one. Eagle Evergreen over Rifle. This is KMTS. Back to Cooper Memorial Field on this breezy, beautiful Monday morning. Rifle Bears and the Evergreen Cougars. The regional playoff game, the winner moving on to the regional championship at 3 o'clock against either Devlin or Northridge. Evergreen up 1-0 after one inning. Bears threatened in the first inning, but through a couple of errors by the left side of the infield for the Cougars. But they left them stranded at second and third as Carson King able to strike out Cade Street, Peterson, and Street back-to-back to get out of the threat. So Ethan Foreman, the batter. First baseman, first pitch from Austin Bolin. Just outside, and it's 1-0. Bowles next pitch, little blooper, drifting back into shallow right is Easton Phillips to make the catch. Good read by Phillips. And there's one away. Steve Hartmare is the batter. Hartmare, a junior, batting 292. Strike one. Number 8 hitter. Let's see if Bowling can have a short inning here. Next pitch. Fouled off. Left side near the Bears bullpen. And it's 0-1-2.
Well, and we've talked about this so many times. You know, you get the bottom of the order. Just throw strikes. You know, let them shoot themselves.
0-2 from Bowling. Outside. Vocal bunch over there in the Evergreen dugout.
Well, they brought a whole extra team to cheer him
up. Had to bring the big bus. Here's the 1-2. That's low and away, and it's 2-2. Bolin winds and delivers the 2-2 to Hartmere. That's a line drive, base hit in the center field. It's the third hit for the Cougars.
Yeah, just a little bit of a
number 37.
Little bit, it had a little curve to it, but it just went right just to the right of second base.
Yeah.
Dropped about 15 feet into the grass.
It's the number 9 hitter, Eric Schmidt. Schmidt, a junior, batting 317. He's got a home run, one of 10 hit by the Cougars this year. Schmidt's a left-hander. First pitch. In there for a strike on the outside corner. One strikeout for Bolin. There is of Ryan Cook to end the first inning. 1-0 Cougars. One out here, top of the second. Bolin from the stretch and the 0-1. There's a fly ball. That's going to find some grass. That'll drop for a hit. Charging was Abbott, but he's playing more toward the line. And back-to-back hits by the bottom of the order. First and second, one out. Back to the top of the order, Grayson Richmond grounded out the third on the first pitch. Another left-hander. Ball from the stretch. First pitch to Richmond. He shows bunt and he fouls it to the backstop. 0-1. Richmond with 8 runs driven in, 373 average. 4 hits so far for the Cougars. Ball to glance at second base, the pitch. It's line foul. And they're hitting the ball hard, making good contact. That one a little late on that swing. Nothing and two to Richmond. Bowen studies the target from Street. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Ground ball up the middle. Gross is, no, it's going to be Phillips. Goes to Gross, who was backing up. Phillips, I don't know if he was going to try and, I guess he was away from the bag. Perhaps if he'd been in better position, he could have gotten the unassisted out at second and then go into first for a double play, but flipped to DeGrosse for the out. So Richmond to first on the fielder's choice. Hartman is at third now. Runners at the corners with two outs for Justin Lipka, who hit, was hit by a pitch in the first inning, scored the Cougars' only run. Time is called. Two outs, 1-0 Cougars. Another threat here. First pitch popped up, and it's going to drift out of play. 1-1 to Justin Lipka. Right-hander. Son of the coach, John Lipka. And they're running out of baseballs. Cade Street, one of the taller catchers in the league.
Yeah. Kind of towers over the umpire.
Yep. A 1 count to Justin Lipka. Runners at the corners. Bluff to third. And a look back at first. Logan Gross deep in the hole at short. Brought Caldwell normal depth at third. Next pitch. It's throw down to second base. And they just missed. Got as Richmond with good speed as a leadoff hitter had the steal. Phillips in front of the bag did a sweep tag attempt. But
yeah, Street's throw was a little on the third base side. So even though Phillips was caught it, there was just no way to sweep around and get that tag.
1-1 count to Justin Lipka. Here's the pitch. That's high and outside, 2-1. One nothing Cougars threatening to score more here with two outs. Boland's 2-1 pitch. Little nubber off the edge of the bat. Gloved by Trey Caldwell, quickly goes the bag, and there is the third out. He had to hustle.
Yeah, caught it a little off balance and had to try to get back to the bag in time.
So three unassisted, that'll do it for the Cougars. They threaten, but come up empty. No runs on two hits. No errors and two runners left. They've stranded four. The Cougars lead 1-0 as we go to the bottom of the second. This is KMTS. Welcome back to Cooper Memorial Field. If you're out and about working today, hope you got us tuned in on the radio for this playoff baseball game, the Rifle Bears and the Evergreen Cougars. We go to the bottom of the second inning from Cooper Memorial. 1-0 Cougars. They threatened both innings, but left the two runners stranded in the second inning. Bears had a couple base runners in their half of the first, but came up empty. Their base runners via fielding errors by the third baseman and the shortstop. So Austin Bolin will lead things off for the Bears, followed by Connor Abbott and Brock Caldwell. In the 3A regionals over the weekend, Coleridge lost 4-3 to Kent Denver, and that was despite Ben Simmons or Simon's outstanding performance. Saw him against Glenwood. He had 11 strikeouts in six innings, but suffered the loss. Basalt lost to Resurrection Christian 12-2. But I expect to see a lot from Coleridge in the coming years. Dan Larson's got a talented squad. Austin Bolin batting. Bolin, a junior, batting 364. First pitch from Connor King, or Carson King, is a ball. Right-hander deals. Ground ball up the middle. That's a base hit. Just under the glove of Dylan Shiro, who was trying to chase it down, but Bolin picks up the Bears' first hit.
Now batting number two, Connor Abbott.
Sound like he hit it with a tennis racket.
It was a
solid contact.
It almost sounded like he hit a softball. It had kind of that thud, like it was a squishy ball.
Shiro playing more toward third. He had to cover some ground. It just got under his glove. Brings up Connor Abbott. Toss over to first, Bolin back. Troy Phillips' team likes to steal. Another throw, as Carson King apparently aware of that.
Yeah. Trying to catch Bolin, not paying attention. Doesn't have much of a leadoff.
Connor Abbott batting 377. First pitch, he bunts it and deads it. Oh, they said foul.
Oh, they said, I think it hit him as he took off running.
Okay.
Yeah, because it didn't go foul, so it had to have hit him.
I wasn't sure if it hit the plate. Now the John Lipka saying the runner should be out if he made contact with the ball. And now a discussion between the first base ump and the plate ump. The batter's out.
Yep, he's out.
Oh my. Oh, that's a tough break.
Now batting number six, Brock Caldwell.
So how do we score that one? Bunt.
A batter interference.
Okay.
Here's one out. The batter's Brock Caldwell. First pitch. Fouls it off. Straight back. It's 0-1. Yeah, you don't see that. I know you've seen runner interference. The runner advancing and the hit. Hits the runner. And that runner's out. Another quick throw to first.
Well, I think the way he bunted it, I think it might have gone foul had it not bounced off of his body. And that's what kept it in fair play. So
yeah.
I can understand how that would be called as an interference.
0-1 pitch. Just missed. And it's 1-1 to Brock Caldwell. Brock, a senior, batting 319. He's got a home run under his belt. 22 hits, 15 runs batted in. 1-0 Evergreen, one out, bottom of the second. 1-1 pitch. That's high and tight. That's 2-1.
Boy, you can tell Brock kind of wanted to swing at that one, but checked his swing.
Carson King's big, strong right-hander. Throws a good fastball. Here's the 2-1. There goes Bolin. It's high. Throw down to second base. He's out.
I got him.
As Justin Lipka throws a bullet and threw him out. 2 away. Great throw and a nice tag put on by Weber. And a 3-1 count to Brock Caldwell. It's in there for a strike and the count is full. Charlie Heisel would be next. Carson King winds and delivers. Ball four, and the catcher, Justin Lipka, was ready to toss the ball back to the mound and go into the dugout. He thought it was strike three.
14, Charlie Heisel.
And the upset, where are you going, young man?
Yeah.
So the first walk given up by Carson King. Two outs, Charlie Heisel, the batter. DHing for Trevor Burgess in the 9-hole. Heisel betting 320. King's first pitch. Popped up and Lipka throws the mask off, makes the play. Great play by Justin Lipka behind the plate. And that'll do it for the Bears. No runs, a hit. No errors, a caught stealing. and no runners or one runner left for the Bears. After two innings, Evergreen 1, Rival nothing. This is KMTS. Regional playoff baseball here on KMTS. The Rifle Bears trailing the Evergreen Cougars 1-0. As we go to the third inning, Austin Bowen on the bump for the Bears. Dylan Shiro leading things off for the Cougars here in the third. He flied out to right. First at bat, Carson King followed with a single. He's on deck, and then in the hole, Augie Weber. Bowen's first pitch. Checked his swing. And it's 1-0. There's no runs, one hit. Stranded three. 1-0 pitch. It's on the outside corner. Good breaking pitch from Austin Bowen. 1-1. Next pitch from Bowen. Curveball. Bounce to third. Backhand stop by Brock Caldwell. Throws across the diamond. Got him. Nice play by Brock. Brock the tray. One away. Carson King, the batter, singled in the first inning. Bowen's first pitch outside, 1-0. 1-0 Cougars, one out, top of the third. 1-0 pitch. There's a line drive, base hit into right field. King is 2-for-2. He takes a big turn at first base. Now scampers back. And Carson King hit one into the gap there. Good cutoff by Abbott to prevent a double. And it's Augie Weber. He drove in Cougars' only run. And it looks like Ben Dye is running now for Evergreen. For Carson King. There's a number of courtesy runners, this John Lipka. First pitch, a fastball outside to Augie Weber, 1-0. Bowen's 1-0 pitch. In the dirt, good stop by Cade Street, 2-0.
Will you keep it in front?
And traffic on the bases every inning so far for Evergreen. Leading 1-0. One out, runner at first. Bowling with a glance at first. Here's the 2-0 pitch to Weber. Throw down to first base. Quick snap throw by Street, not in time. And now it's 3-0 to Weber. He was singled in the first inning. 3-0 count. Here's the pitch from Bowen. Fastball in there for a strike. Hitters count to Augie Weber. Here's the 3-1. Ooh! Popped the mitt. Looked close, but just inside. And a walk issued by Austin Bowen. His first walk.
First of the game, yep.
He's hit a batter. First and second for Ryan Cook. Struck out swinging to end the first inning. He's a lefty. First pitch to Cook. Shows bunt and bunts it foul. Not good form there. Just kind of didn't have the bat perpendicular with the ground. It's kind of at an angle.
Yeah, kind of stabbed at it a little bit.
Well, one count to Cook. Bowling with a glance at first and second. Now he's going to throw to first. That was close.
Yeah, if that ball had been a little lower, I think Trey Caldwell you know, caught it up high and had to come down too far to make the tag.
A one count to Cook. 1-0 Cougars. Here's the pitch. Good stop by Street. And it's 1-1. Glad you could join us here on this Monday morning. Playoff baseball. Games that were supposed to be played Saturday, but because of the snow. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Chopper to first. Stays fair. And they say foul ball.
They say foul?
Wow.
Okay.
It bounced over the bag fair. I guess because Trey fielded it in foul territory.
Yeah. They had a big hop, so it was going over the base on a big hop. So maybe his perspective is... We'll have to trust the ump's perspective a little better than ours, I guess.
So 1-2 to Cook. Runners at first and second. One out. 1-0 Cougars. Bowling from the stretch again. Here's the 1-2. Swung on and missed. And Cook goes down swinging for the second time. Second K for Bowling. And there's two away. Ethan Foreman popped out to second baseman Phillips, who had to drift into shallow right to make the catch. That was in the second inning. It's a right-hander. Bowen's first pitch. Ground ball to third. Gloved nicely by Brock Caldwell. Goes to the bag for the force, and that'll do it. Much better inning. Cougars scored no runs on one hit. No errors and two runners left again. They've stranded six, but they lead 1-0. So we go to the bottom of the third in this regional playoff game. Evergreen over Rifle, 1-0. This is KMTS. Back to Cooper Memorial Field, regional playoff baseball. Here in Rifle, the Bears hosting the Evergreen Cougars. And Rifle trailing 1-0 as we go to the bottom of the third inning. The Devlin Jaguars are on hand. They're going to take on Northridge in the 12:30 game. You can see a number of players from Devlin checking out this game. Bears, no runs, one hit. They've stranded three. They're at the top of the order. Trey Caldwell. He flied out to left. A nice catch made by Ethan Hartmere in left. Carson King's first pitch. Fastball in there for a strike. King winds and delivers the 0-1. Inside, 1-1. Trey batting 372. Next pitch, popped up. Justin Lippe can't find it. It's going to be King making the call and catches it. Nice play by Carson King, the retired Trey Caldwell. That's back-to-back pop-ups. Going back to the end of the second inning. So one away. Easton Phillips looks at strike one. Phillips aboard on an error by the third baseman. 0-1 pitch to Phillips. Swing and fouls that one straight back to the backstop. 0-2. 1-0 Evergreen. One run on five hits. 0-2 pitch to Phillips. Swing and a miss. Down he goes. Two away. Second strikeout for Carson King.
Third,
sorry.
He ended the first inning with two in a row.
That's right. So Logan Gross, he was aboard on an error in the first inning. Looks at strike one. Carson King working fast. The Bears not making him work too hard here. King winds and delivers the 0-1. That's ripped up the middle. Gloved by Weber at second. Overthrows the first baseman. And Gross gets on again on a throwing error. We talk about, and now the ball gets away, but Backing up is left fielder Hartmeier. I'll tell you what, the Evergreen infielders have the yips.
Yeah.
A bad case of them. That should have been a 1-2-3 inning. Holy moly.
Yeah, we've all overthrows. We've had an E5, E6, and now an E4.
Yeah.
Just, you wonder if that's just jitters or, you know, the first time they hit the ball to him, oh, I'm going to throw it too hard. And
Gavin Peterson trying to tie this one up with a base hit. Logan Gross, no one holding him on base. With two outs, Gross has got the big oven mitt on his right hand because he likes those head-first slides. First pitch to Peterson. That's hit down the second baseman. Goes down to a knee to glove it and then throws accurately to retire the side, and that'll do it. The Bears come up empty in the third. No runs, no hits. One error and one runner left. After three, it's Evergreen 1, Rifle nothing. This is KMTS. Back to Cooper Memorial Field on this Monday morning. Seeing the playoff baseball here on KMTS. Rifle Bears hoping to advance to the regional championship. Right now they've been frustrated through three innings, trailing 1-0 to the Evergreen Cougars. Carson King is outperforming Austin Bolin. King with a 1-6 record, a ERA of over 4. Bolin 9-1 with an 0.92 ERA, but trailing 1-0. Bottom of the order for the Cougars. First pitch, a strike, fastball in there to Steve Hartmeier. Here to start the fourth inning. Hartmeier singled up the middle on a 2-2 pitch in the second inning. Bolin's 0-1 pitch. Fouled off. Left field, it's playable. Hustling over is Burgess. Makes him! Almost made a marvelous catch. That was a tough play.
Yep, just he was at a full sprint, about 10 feet from the foul line in foul territory, and just misjudged the last few feet of that.
Right where the fence juts in there. And his momentum, it kind of hit the heel of his glove.
Yep.
Bounced off. 0-2 count to Hartmeier. Bolin winds and delivers. Strike three called. Have a seat. Bolin's third strikeout. One away. And the batter's Eric Schmidt. You got to expect at some point the Bears' bat's going to come alive. Right now, Carson King only up to 31 pitches. First pitch to Schmidt. That's high and tight. 1-0. Schmidt singled to right. Pitch, swing and a miss. Took a big cut there. And it's 1-1. Schmidt ended up being retired on a force out. Ball 2-1. Two-one pitch from Bolin. Grounded into right field. Nice play by Phillips. Thrown away. As Phillips, the ball, the runner is off the bag. Good backup by Logan Gross running up the line. That was a heads-up play. Phillips can't charge him with an error because he's running to his left. Had to turn his body and throw.
Yeah.
And I think Bolin trying to cover the bag.
He was trying to lead Bolin to the bag, and he just led him too far.
And a good backup by Gross to prevent the runner from advancing to second.
Or a backup by Street.
I mean Street, excuse me.
Yep. Wrong tall guy.
Yeah, wrong tall guy, yeah. Infield single for Schmidt, back to the top of the order. And a bunt foul up the third baseline by Grayson Richmond. Nothing in one. That was a great play in the hole by Phillips, but just that would have been a spectacular play if they had got him. 0-1 count to Richmond. Grounded out the third, aboard on a fielder's choice in the second.
You know, I think Bolin had position. If they could have got the ball to him, I think he would have had the tag out.
0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Good pitch inside. Tied him up. It's 0-2. 1-0 Evergreen. One out. here in the top of the fourth. 0-2 count to Grayson Richmond. Bowling from the stretch. The pitch fouled off. Eric Schmidt getting a pretty sizable lead at first base. Bowling with the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Down he goes. There's two away. That's strikeout number four for Austin. And it brings up Justin Lipka. Hit by a pitch, scored the Cougars' only run, and grounded out to first. Bowling from the stretch. He's been pitching from the stretch every inning. First pitch. In the dirt, throw down to second base. A little bit high. He'll sail into center field, but Gavin Peterson there backing him up to prevent Schmidt from advancing. Stolen base for Schmidt. 1-0 count to Justin Lipka, the catcher. Second stolen base for the Cougars. Ball with a glance at second, the 1-0 pitch. Ooh, just missed as Lipka checked his swing. He was tempted to offer it, but held up. It's 2-0. Light breeze blowing in. 2-0 count to Lipka. Bowling with a pitch. That misses. It's 3-0. He's in danger of letting him on here. There's the 3-0. That's inside. Ball four. So first and second for the number three hitter, Dylan Shiro. Flied out to right, grounded out to third. 0 for 2. One nothing Cougars over the Bears. Two outs, top of the fourth. The winner advancing to the regional championship to play the winner of the Devlin-Northridge game. Bowen's first offering to Shiro. Now he turns and throws to second base. Ooh, that was close. Phillips kind of sneaking up there, hiding in the weeds. And Schmidt just able to get back head first. It's a good throw by Bowen. Shiro waiting for his first pitch. Here it comes from Bowen. Fastball, swing and a miss. Made him chase one in the dirt. It's 0-1. Outfield playing straight away. Kind of shallow. 0-1 pitch to Shiro. That's a little high. Checked his swing. It's 1-1. Bowen's had to labor this game. Pitch count climbing. 1-1 count to Shiro. Next pitch. Popped up. Foul territory right side. Trey Caldwell near the bullpen makes the catch. Great play by Trey Caldwell. Great concentration. That's a big out. Cougars threaten again, but they strand two. No runs, a hit. No errors. Two runners left again. That's two in every inning, eight for the game. Still 1-0 Evergreen as we go to the bottom of the fourth. This is KMTS. Welcome back to high school playoff baseball. Rifle Bears hosting the Evergreen Cougars here at Cooper Memorial Field on this Monday morning. Games that were supposed to be played Saturday, but because of the snow on the Front Range, well, all over the state, really, teams could not make it up here. So here we are playing on a Monday morning. Cade Street leading things off for the Bears. Followed by Austin Bowen and Connor Abbott. 1-0 Evergreen to go to the bottom of the fourth inning. And Carson King has been sailing along. But a 1-0 lead, rather tenuous. We'll see if the Bears' bats can get hot here. Street struck out swinging in the first inning. First pitch from Carson King. Curveball got the inside corner. That was a good-looking deuce. 0-1 to Street. Bowling on deck. As the Bears only hit. That's off the handle and foul. It's quickly 0-2 to Cade Street. King adjusts the cap. Sets up on the left side of the mound there. Winds and delivers the 0-2. Street got a piece of it, fouled it back. King's 0-2 pitch again. There's a fly ball to left field in the gap, and it's going to be...
Oh, it dropped.
Dropped. Miscommunication. And there goes Street into second base, sliding safely with a double.
Wow, that was miscommunication between the center and left fielder. Each one of them thought the other one had it, and they both just watched it drop.
Hartmere probably had the better angle going to the glove side in the gap. Richmond backed off, and they just looked at each other and it dropped harmlessly for a double. So the Bears in business now. Get the leadoff runner in scoring position. Austin Bowen a chance to tie it up. He singled for the Bears' first hit and was caught stealing in the second inning. First pitch to Austin. And a little bluff move as Carson King wheels around to look the runner back. First pitch to Bowen. Chopped foul toward first. 1-1. Evergreen outfield playing Bowen to pull a little bit. Infield straight away. A one count to Bowen. King with a pitch. And he checked his swing. Base up, they checked with him and said, no, he held up. Did not break the plane. 1-1.
It's close.
Yeah, it was. 1-1 count to Bowen. Looking to tie it up here with a base hit. Here's the pitch. There's a fly ball. It's going to find the green. It's going to be in the gap. It'll drop. It drops for a hit. No, he caught it.
He caught it.
He caught it.
He caught it on a dive.
The center fielder Richmond on a full-out sprint with a diving catch. That was remarkable. And Carson King turning and tipping his cap to his center fielder. There he is. Wow, that was amazing. Bowen robbed of an extra base hit. And a chance to tie the game up. Wow. That was incredible. One away. Connor Abbott, the batter, throw down to second base. And Kate Street back safely. Yeah, hats off to Grayson Richmond, making a marvelous catch in the gap in right center. He had to cover a lot of ground. Now a discussion between Lipka and King at the mound.
You know, I think this is the first time we've seen Street actually running the bases. Heisel usually is the runner for Street most of the time. I know he's the designated hitter in this game. So I was expecting someone to come off the bench and to run for Street.
Connor Abbott looking for the first pitch here. Trying to tie it up with a hit. Carson King from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Fouls it back. It's 0-1. Still 1-0 Cougars. One out. Bottom of the fourth after a sensational catch in right center by the center fielder Grayson Richmond. Ron Bowen of a double hit on that play. 0-1 pitch to Abbott. Oh boy, he was late. Way late on that one. Swing and a miss, 0-2. Abbott bunted but ran into his own bunt and was called out in the second inning. Here's the 0-2 from King. That's fly ball to left field. Hartmere going back. That's going to bounce at the fence. Here comes the tying run. Cade Street on a double by Connor Abbott. Oh, my, he took it deep. And the game is tied.
It was a little bit of a misread by Hartmere as he started running forward, and then after about three steps realized, oh, man, I got to get back on this, and wasn't able to get back far enough. It almost bounced over. It hit that yellow strip right on the top of the fence there.
Connor Abbott with a huge hit to tie the game. And now we got a team conference at the mound. John Lipka out to talk to his team. I don't think there's any reason to pull Carson King. Just a little pep talk.
We're going to have Peterson dancing over here. Looks like he's getting started.
Why
there
not?
He goes.
Loosen up, boys. Gavin doing his thing. Light-footed Gavin there. All right, we're tied at one. A couple of doubles. One out, Brock Caldwell. He walked on a full count in the second inning. Carson King from the stretch. Here's the pitch. That's a fastball in there for a strike. 1-1 score. Bottom of the fourth, one out. King with the 0-1 pitch. Curveball just missed. As Caldwell had to kind of back out of the way, 1-1.
Rifle with their typical cheer of wear it, wear it. Don't step back, you take that hit.
King's 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Brock late on that one. And it's 1-2. Connor Abbott at second. An RBI double to tie the game. Brock Caldwell hoping to break the tie. Here's the 1-2. Ooh, just missed. Check this swing. He didn't come close to coming around. Justin Lipka asking for an appeal to the base coach and said, no, let's play. 2-2 count. King with a pitch. Fouled off right side, not a play. Yeah, both dugouts chirping on this Monday morning. Two-two count to Brock Caldwell. The pitch popped up, and it's going to drift out of play. Yes. Justin Lipka quick to get out of his crouch.
Everybody clap your hands.
2-2 count to Brock Caldwell.
Come on, y'all.
1-1 score. A little pitching duel between Carson King and now Austin Bolin. There's the 2-2 pitch. Long look at the target. Glance at second. Here comes King with a pitch. Chop foul toward third. And Troy Phillips, good wheels there. Makes a stab at it.
Yeah, this is the longest inning for King. He's at 17 pitches, which doesn't seem like a whole lot, but it's probably about 7 pitches more than what he's averaging.
Abbott represents the go-ahead run. And Brock Caldwell battling there, fouls off another one. Abbott dancing off the bag at second, not holding him. Weber at second. The second baseman is the closest. They got to go retrieve some foul balls, and we're on a tight budget here. Not like the majors where anything goes in the dirt, it's a BP ball automatically. 2-2 count to Brock Caldwell. Taps the plate. Gets his feet set. Carson King from the stretch. Good lead for Abbott at second base. Glance at second. Here's the 2-2. There's a fly ball to center field. Grayson Richmond is there. Makes the catch. And it was easy. A good at-bat for Brock Caldwell, making King get his pitch count up there. Two away for Charlie Heisel, the DH. Heisel DHing in the 9-hole for Trevor Burgess. He fouled out to the catcher to end the second inning. First pitch. Ooh. just at the knees and got the outside corner, 0-1. Connor Abbott, that RBI double at second base, representing the go-ahead run for the Bears. 1-1 score. Here's the 0-1 to Heisel. That's a line drive in the gap. It'll drop. No, cut. A sliding catch on his knees, Ethan Hartmere. Well, the infield for the Cougars is questionable, but the outfield, they're getting the job done. If that drops, boy, the Bears are ahead, but they tie it. One run on two hits, two doubles, two outstanding plays in the outfield. No errors and one runner left. After four, it's Rifle 1, Evergreen 1. This is KMTS. You're listening to live playoff baseball coverage on KMTS, Rifle Bears and the Evergreen Cougars. Game one of our regional tournament here at Cooper Memorial Field. We played four innings. Good ball game. Great pitching duel. We're all tied at one. The Bears scored their first run, their half of the fourth inning. A run on three hits. Austin Bolin facing Carson King. It's 2-for-2. First pitch, and King rips it to the gap in left center field. That'll be extra bases. King rounds first, and he's into second base with a stand-up double to start the fifth inning. Boy, that was just smoked.
Yeah, King seems to have no trouble with Bolin. That's his third base hit. This is his first double.
So King comes out for Ben Dye. It's the courtesy runner. Augie Weber, the batter, he singled and walked. Drove in the Cougars' only run. Now a conference at the mound. Troy Phillips. And the meeting is adjourned.
Yep, just a little pep talk.
A little defensive strategy. Weber 1-for-1. Walk and a single. Let's see if they're... We got Brock Caldwell playing up a little bit for a bunt. Let's see what happens here. First pitch to Weber. Now he's going to wheel and throw to second base just to check the runner back. One score. His first pitch to Weber. Fly ball. Right field. Catch is made by Connor Abbott. Throws. And the runner advances to third.
Decent throw by Abbott, getting it all the way to the third there.
Yeah, one hopper to Brock Caldwell. So Ben Dye trots down to third. Weber retired on the sack fly to right. One away for Ryan Cook, a strikeout victim swinging in the first and the third.
Yeah, I say two times. He's two of Bolin's four strikeouts.
It's a left-hander. Be nice to get a punch out here. First pitch to Cook. Fly ball, foul into the Bears dugout or a bullpen. 0-1. He jumped on that one early. This is where your catcher, Cade Street's got to do a good job protecting the plate, preventing any pass balls. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Great pitch. Tied him up inside. It's 0-2. Cook struck out swinging both times on a 1-2 pitch. And now Street out to talk to Austin Bolin as he escorts him back to the mound. Boy, Kate is really tall.
I was just going to say, it looks like a father talking to his son. Yeah. Out there. He's a whole head taller than Bolin.
0-2 count to Ryan Cook. 1-1 score. The go-ahead run for the Cougars 90 feet away. Unless Bowling can get a punch out here. One out. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to third. Gloved by Brock Caldwell. Drops it. No play. Oh, he was looking to go home to get the force.
Yep.
He did a leaping grab and then was wanted to get the ball out of his glove quickly and get the force at or the tag out at home and would have had him easily, but he dropped it. Oh, tough break. So the Cougars take the lead 2-1. Cook aboard on a fielder's choice. First pitch to Foreman, fouled back 0-1. And an error. Next pitch. Timeout called and a balk called against Austin Boland. And Troy Phillips, he agreed with the ump. He tells Austin, be sure you come set at the belts. So Cook goes down to second base on the balk. 2-1 Evergreen. 0-1 count to Ethan Foreman. Boland from the stretch. Big lead at second for Cook. Boland a couple glances at second and timeout called as Foreman steps out of the box. Cougars 2, Bears 1. One out here in the top of the fifth inning. Boland from the stretch. The pitch. Good stop by Cade Street. That ball in the dirt. And the count is 1-1.
Well, you can hear the Evergreen dugout coming alive after that balk, thinking, oh, we can get to Boland.
Yeah. Boland from the stretch. Here's the 1-1. In the dirt. Good. Another good stop by Street. And it's two balls, one strike. 2-1 Cougars. One out top of the fifth. The winner advancing to the regional championship against either Devlin or Northridge. They'll play at 12:30. Here's the 2-1 from Boland. Ground ball up the middle. Glove by Gross. Throws. Got him. Nice play by Logan Gross. It's short. On the play, Cook goes down to third. There's two away. And for a shortstop, the height of Logan Gross, that's tough to get down that low, but
yep.
He's got great mobility.
Well, and he's got a great arm, too.
Yeah, and threw a bullet. Stephen Hartman, Hartmere, the batter, fouls off the first pitch. Hartmere, a single and a strikeout. Two away, 2-1 Cougars, and Cook at third base.
That's really the first defensive play we've seen from Gross.
Next pitch, foul down first baseline. It's 0-2. Here's the 0-2 to Hartmere. Almost hit it. Brushed him back. He's muttering to himself. That fastball almost unbuttoned his jersey. 1-2 count to Hartmere. Ball in the full windup. And the pitch. Fouled off. Brock Caldwell chasing, and it'll drop harmlessly near the Bears' bullpen. Count remains 1-2. Cougars, two runs on seven hits. Here's the 1-2 to Hartmere. Popped up. This is playable. No, it's going to drift out of play. And that
fell into the stands.
Into the aluminum stands. Makes a loud bang. Just avoided hitting a kid there. 1-2 count to Hartmere. Here comes the pitch. In the dirt. Good stop by Street to keep it in front of him. And it's 2-2. Cougars have made Boland work today. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and down he goes. Five strikeouts for Bolin. That'll do it for the Cougars. They score a run on one hit. There was one error and one runner left. It's 2-1 Cougars over the Bears as we go to the bottom of the fifth. This is KMTS. Back to Cooper Memorial Field on this Monday morning. Playoff baseball here on KMTS, the Rifle Bears and the Evergreen Cougars. Cougars lead 2-1 as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. The top of the order, Trey Caldwell, followed by Easton Phillips and Logan Gross. This will be the Bears. This is their inning to get something going here. Bears one run on three hits. Carson King cruising along here. Trey Caldwell fly out in the pop-up. First pitch to Trey is belted to left field. In the gap, a leadoff single. Nice smooth swing by Trey Caldwell.
Well, as you said, this could be their inning. It's a good way to get started.
Easton Phillips, the batter, bored on an error in the first, struck out swinging on an 0-2 pitch in the third inning. One for two. See if Trey takes off here. King with a fast move to first base. First pitch, he bunts it, foul at the plate. That was foul ball. Yeah, the base ump calling him out. Is that play dumps like, get it back here. But Easton, you know, that's heads up. As soon as you make contact, you're off and running. You're not stopping to look and see if the ball is fair. And a good play by Justin Lipka, the catcher. He was quick out of his crouch and threw a bullet to first. 0-1 count to Easton Phillips. See if he shows bunt again. No, quick throw to first. And Caldwell back head first. 2-1 score. Evergreen with the lead. Leadoff single for Trey Caldwell at first base. Here's the pitch. And he bunts it. Nice bunt. And it goes foul. Again, Lipka quick out of that crouch. And it's 0-2 to Easton Phillips. He's going to have to swing away now. Unless Dad trusts his bunting skills to keep it fair.
Yeah.
And Troy, give him the sign. 0-2 count to Easton. King with a glance at first. Short lead for Caldwell. And he bunts it foul. That's it. Boy, he took a risk there. That hurts.
Parties in the sky like it's 2055. She said, boy, you nice. Boy, you nice.
One away for Logan Gross. Aboard on air twice. Looking to square one up here. Among the league leaders in triples this season. He's getting his third look at Carson King. First pitch is high. Throw down to first base. And Caldwell back. Boy, normally in a rifle game, by this time, rifle would have five or six steals.
Sure.
But it's a good catcher behind the plate.
Well, and you got to have base hits to get people on base to steal. So only three hits so
1-0
far.
Pitch to Gross. Chopped. Tough play. No man's land. Diving, and he's safe. Logan Gross with a head first dive into first base. Oh, my, what a hustle play.
I told you, when he slides in that 6'7" frame, he gets those arms out in front of him. He covers about 12 feet.
You rarely see someone sliding into first base.
Yeah.
But Logan was like, I got to make it. It was a tough play as it was charged by Weber at second and had to make a quick throw. But Logan, 6'8", those big strides, dives first and safe, and Caldwell down to second. Whatever it takes, Gavin Peterson, the batter, he's 0-2. First pitch and no. They bluff the throw. Just looking the runner back to second. That was a hustle play by Logan Gross.
Oh, yeah.
First and second, one out for First pitch to Gavin Peterson. Just outside. 1-0. Peterson struck out looking on an 0-2 pitch in the first inning and grounded out to second to end the third. 2-1 score, Evergreen. Gavin Peterson looking to tie it up. Next pitch, fouled at the plate. Rolls to the backstop. It's 1-1. 2-1 Cougars. Carson King, a look at first, look at second. Comes set at the belt, the 1-1 pitch. He has ripped to right field. That's going to be fair. That'll drop for an extra base.
He's going to go
here
three.
Comes Caldwell. Here comes Gross. They're waving it home.
Yep.
Here's the throw. Peterson with a triple. And two runs batted in. You betcha. Gavin Peterson clears the bases with a triple down the right field line. And two RBIs, given 42 on the season. And the Bears lead for the first time, 3-2. First pitch, tap foul at the plate by Cade Street. He doubled and scored the Bears' first run in the fourth inning. 0-1. Gavin Peterson coming through with a one-out triple to right field. 3-2 Bears. Here's the 0-1 to Cade Street. And Street pops it up, and that's going to drift out of play. Kabang. Off the aluminum stands.
You know, of all the games we've seen here, I haven't seen a ball come into the stands, and we've had three of them in this game.
Yeah, yeah. 0-2 count to Street. Here's the pitch. Outside. Ball one. Gavin Peterson coming through with a big two RBI triple. And there was no hesitation sending Logan Gross.
Oh, yeah, with his speed.
Next pitch. That's a little blooper. And it's going to be caught by the first baseman, Foreman. And there's two away. Austin Boland. Looking to add to the lead. Boland singled, was caught stealing in the second. And a fly out to the gap in right center. An amazing catch made by Grayson Richmond on the run. Did a layout. Two outs, 3-2 Bears. First pitch to Boland. Swing and a miss on a fastball. That was a heater that challenged him. And it's 0-1. Boland up to 80 pitches. He comes out in the sixth inning. Here's the 0-1. That's in foul territory and a nice easy catch by Foreman as Boland fouls out, and that'll do it for the Bears. But they score two on Gavin Peterson's two RBI triple, and the Bears take the lead. Two runs on three hits, no errors, and one runner left. We played five. It's Rifle 3, Evergreen 2. This is KMTS. Back to Cooper Memorial Field, the Rifle Bears take the lead. They're half the fifth inning on a two RBI triple by Gavin Peterson, his fourth triple of the season, his 41st and 42nd RBIs of the year. 3-2 Bears as we go to the sixth inning. The winner moving on to the regional championship at 3 o'clock against either Devlin or Northridge. Both teams on hand taking in this game and getting warmed up for their contest. First pitch popped up left side.
Caldwell's got it.
Caldwell has it, backing up to retire Eric Schmidt, the number 9 hitter. Schmidt was 2-for-2 going into that at bat, but first swing, he pops it out.
Tell you what, Brock Caldwell's getting the lion's share of the defensive plays here. He's had several 5-3 putouts. That's his second fly out.
Back to the top of the order, Grayson Richmond. Outstanding center fielder. Looks at ball one. Fastball on the outside, just outside. 1-0. Richmond grounded out to third. Field boarded in the fielder's choice. Stole a base, struck out in the fourth. Next pitch. Just missed. Fastballs outside 2-0. Justin Lipka on deck. Here's the 2-0 from Bolin. Ground ball to first. That's going to go foul. Just wide of the bag. That's 2-1. A few clouds, but otherwise a beautiful day. What a way to spend a Monday. 2-1 pitch. Popped up. It's playable. Phillips coming in on the edge of the grass and makes the catch. There's two away. You betcha. Houston Phillips making the play on the infield there. Two away for Justin Lipka. Hit by a pitch. Scored the Cougars' first run. Grounded out to first and walked. Boy, it'd be nice to have a clean inning for Austin Bolin. First pitch to Lipka. That's in there for a strike on the inside corner. Somehow taking the lead gives Bolin a little extra pep. 0-1 pitch to Lipka. Nice curveball, just missed a little high. And it's 1-1. Bolin steps off. The fifth inning was rough for Bolin. Good call for a balk. It's the 1-1 to Lipka. That's in the dirt, 2-1. Three, two Bears, two outs, top of the sixth. Here's the 2-1 to Lipka. Fastball, just missed a little high, and it's 3-1. Bolin's walked two, struck out five. Austin shakes off the first sign. Here comes the 3-1 pitch. That's outside, and his third walk represents the tying run. Dylan Shiro, flied out, grounded out, and fouled out to first.
Got a courtesy runner for Lipka again. Say it's number 10 again.
Andrew Sarkisian. Dylan Shiro, the batter. Here's the first pitch. Grounded to third. Oh, it's going to make its way into left field for a base hit. Shiro's first hit. Eighth hit for the Cougars. And Carson King, he is 3-for-3. He's a tough out. I wonder if they'll put him on base. Nope. Troy Phillips is going to come out and have a talk with Austin. This guy's red hot. I just give him an intentional walk. He's hit it hard every time. Three, two Bears, tying run at second base. It's a promising start. Are they going to walk him? Yep. Troy does his homework.
Yep.
He said, yeah, this guy's 3-for-3. We'll give him first. So an IW goes down as a fourth walk, even though it's intentional.
Guess that's the way to do it. Save him from having to throw the four pitches.
Yep. Bases loaded, two outs for Augie Weber. Singled in the first, walked and sacrificed. First pitch. Good stop by Cade Street. 1-0. Base is loaded. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Weber. Oh, just got the corner. And Evergreen thought, that's a ball. And then they went, ooh. 1-1 count to Weber. Here's the pitch from Bolin. Ground ball to short. Between the legs of Logan Gross. And the game is going to be tied. Now the ball's thrown away into the Bears' dugout. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness gracious. That cleans the bases. That should have been the end of the inning. Gross let it go right between his legs. And Weber shouldn't even be a factor. He's already at third. And it is 5-3, Evergreen. Oh. And no one feels worse than Logan Gross.
Yep.
He got down on it and just trickled right between his legs in the left field. And then the throw coming into third went sailed over Brock Caldwell's head into the backstop. So you got to charge him with an error. Or the rather the Peterson with the throwing error. Oh, first pitch to Ryan Cook as a ball, 1-0. Wow. Pitch in there for a strike, 1-1.
Just amazing how, you know, one errant play just really changes the momentum.
Pitch. Fouled off, 1-2. 5-3 Cougars. Two outs, top of the sixth. And he struck him out to end the sixth inning, but oh, the damage was done. My, my, my. Three runs on no hits. It was an intentional walk. Two errors committed by the Bears. And one runner left. Go to the bottom of the sixth. It's Evergreen 5, Rifle 3. This is KMTS.
Bears number two, Connor.
Back to Cooper Memorial Field. Rifle Bears, a disastrous sixth inning.
Well, it started off really well.
Cougars score, yeah, it started off great. The Cougars score three runs, two of them earned. And to take a 5-3 lead as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Connor Abbott leading things off. He doubled in the fourth. First pitch of Connor hits him. And he tosses the bat aside. That's one way to get the lead off. Brock Caldwell walked and flied out to center. 98 pitches for Austin Bowen as he got the first two batters in the sixth inning, and then things just kind of fell apart at the seams.
Yep.
There was one hit by the Cougars in that half of the sixth. First pitch to Caldwell, checks his swing. 1-0 count to Brock Caldwell, Charlie Heisel on deck. 5-3 Cougars, bottom of the sixth. 1-0 count to Caldwell, ripped to left field, base hit. And the Bears aren't done. So, first two runners aboard for the Bears. Charlie Heisel fouled out in the second inning. Heisel coming out. And Troy Phillips sending in a
now batting number five, Trevor Burgess.
Trevor Burgess will bat. Bears trail 5-3, so Burgess getting the bat. Getting his first look at Carson King. Hit batter, single, nobody out, bottom of the sixth. First pitch, now they got a little bluff by King. Just to check the runners back. King's first pitch to Trevor Burgess. He bunts it. It's fair up the first base line. It stays fair. Now it goes foul.
Wow.
To the delight and the relief of Justin Lipka.
Yep.
That thing just kept trickling and trickling, and then finally went an inch foul outside the chalk there.
He just showed enough patience to let it keep rolling.
A one count to Trevor Burgess. Here's the pitch. Shows bunt again. It's in the air, and it's foul. As Lipka swipes at it, as it goes foul. Yeah, I don't think you take a chance here. Let's see if Troy Phillips gambles again with an 0-2 count. Shows bunt again. With the top of the order coming up. He tried that with Ethan Phillips, and he bunted foul for the first out in the fifth. Carson King glances at the base runners. He shows bunt again, and it's in the air, and it's foul ball. And he's out. And twice that's backfired for Coach Troy Phillips. Really take a risk. So one away for Trey Caldwell, who singled in the fifth inning. Flied out and popped out. First pitch to Trey. He fouls it at the plate. 0-1. Evergreen, one run in the first, one in the fifth, three in the sixth. And one of those unearned. Next pitch. That's just inside, 1-1 to Trey Caldwell. Is it first and second? Here's the 1-1 pitch to Caldwell. Inside. Runners are caught in a rundown. The ball gets into center field. Here comes Connor Abbott to score. It's cut off and he scores. They did a double steal, or at least bluffed, and forced an errant throw. And Connor Abbott comes around to score. Brought Caldwell down to third. And it's 5-4. Troy Phillips manufacturing runs. It's a 2-1 count to Trey Caldwell, looking to tie it up with a hit. 5-4 Cougars. Here's the pitch. A little chopper toward third. And it gets under the glove of Ryan Cook, and this game is tied. You betcha.
Wow.
The Bears scratching out runs however they can. Bears versus Cougars, boy. Who wins the battle?
You calling that an E5?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, third baseman just didn't get his glove low enough running up on it.
So no RBI for Trey, but he doesn't care.
It looks like King is done.
And Carson King is being pulled. Valiant effort, good performance for King, but the Bears find a way to get to him. And John Lipka, the head coach, calling in a left-hander. 5-5 score. Wow. Yeah, Ryan Cook at third, charging the ball like a bunt. It was a full swing bunt, as they say. And he charged it up the line and just pulled up early, got under his glove, and then trickled well past the bag at third, and the shortstop, Shira, had to back him up. And by that time, Brock Caldwell came home to score.
So this is number two. Pitching. I don't have a number two.
Nor do I. Well, let's see.
Oh, wait, no, is that Richmond?
Oh, yes, it is.
That's Richmond. Okay. Yeah.
So Grayson Richmond coming into pitch for Carson King, who's still responsible for the runner at first. team goes 6 1/3,
77 pitches, 3 strikeouts, 1 walk, 1 hit batter.
That hit batter proved costly. It leads to a run. We're tied at 5 here in the bottom of the 6th inning.
Just had to keep it interesting.
Yeah. So, Grayson Richmond. He's pitched 3 2/3 innings. Seven strikeouts, 1 walk. And Richmond hasn't seen a lot of action on the mound. So in left field, who do we have?
Are you talking center?
I mean center field, excuse me.
Boy, it's impossible to tell from here.
Looks like number 13, Ben Dye, is out there in center. So Easton Phillips, who butted foul. Quick throw to first. Checks the runner back. Trey Caldwell, boy, board on an error. We're tied at 5, 1 out, bottom of the 6th. Easton Phillips. He's 0-2 with board on an error. First pitch to Easton. He bunts it. Foul back to the backstop, as you can hear. 0-1. Glad you could join us on this Monday. Still morning, yeah? Yep. Almost noon for playoff baseball. Exciting game. 0-1 pitch to Easton Phillips. He shows bunt. That's in the dirt. Bluff throw to first. 1-1 count to Easton.
Just to make sure that Caldwell's uniform gets nice and dirty.
Yeah. Grayson Richmond in relief of Carson King. There's the 0-1 pitch. Foul back, and Easton having his issues trying to bunt.
Everybody clap your hands.
Now with 2 strikes. All right, Dad.
Yeah, are we
getting a swing away sign?
We're going to do this again.
Easton can certainly get a base knock. With 1 out, don't want to sacrifice the second out here. Here's the pitch, and he's not bunting that time. It's outside, 2-2 to Easton Phillips. Two runs across for the Bears this inning. It's tied 5-5. Here's the 2-2 to Phillips. It's fouled back and out of play.
Onto the roof of our press box.
good crowd. It's finally filed in for the supporting the Bears. There's a few folks from Devlin and Northridge as well waiting to play their game. Five score. 2-2 count to Easton Phillips. Grayson Richmond, lefty versus lefty. Here's the pitch. That's in the dirt. Good stop by Justin Lipka. The count is full to Easton. All knotted at 5 here in the bottom of the 6th. 1 out. Payoff pitch. In the dirt. And he walked him. First and second for Logan Gross. Here comes the heart of the order. And Gross would like nothing better. After that error in the top of the 6th, he'd like to get a hold of one here.
Party's in the sky like it's 2055. She said, boy, you nice.
You know, Coach Phillips said, shake it off, put it behind you, go up there, swing the bat. Logan aboard on an error in the first and third inning, and then an infield single in the 5th. Where he slid head first into the bag at first. It was a remarkable play. He dribbled one down towards second. Looking to find some green out here. Here's the first pitch. And Gross takes ball one. Gross. A Logan Gross with four triples. First pitch. Taking a hack there and fouled it back, 1-1. Gavin Peterson on deck. Runners at first and second. 5-5 score. Gross trying to break the tie here. Richmond with the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Good fastball outside. Chased one, little out of the zone. It's 1-2.
Chasing that one outside. Going back to that desire to get a hit, to feel like you're making up for an error.
Richmond leans in for the sign. Here's the 1-2 pitch. That's fouled back and out of play. And the count remains 1-2. Carson King, 6 1/3, 77 pitches, 3 strikeouts, a walk, and a hit batter.
Umpire collecting some baseballs. Looks like we've also got another player warming up in the bullpen for
1-2 pitch to Gross. That's outside, just outside. You hear some groans from the Evergreen side. There's the Devlin squad there in uniform waiting for Evergreen to get out of the dugout. A lot of ball to play here. Still 2-2 count to Logan Gross. Looking to break the tie. Here's the pitch. That's fouled back to the backstop. Count remains 2-2. I love this game, especially good games like this.
Yeah. I like them a lot better than the 16-2 blowouts.
Keep at it. You got it. 2-2 count to Logan Gross. Richmond leans in for the sign from Lipka. Taking his time. Now comes set at the belt. Here's the pitch to Gross. Ooh. Oh, is that close? That's a tough one to take on the outside. Just missed the black. It's full count to Logan Gross.
Boy, and Lipka put both hands on his head. He's like, oh, come on. You got to give me that one.
Oh. Blue said, nope. Full count. Payoff pitch to Logan Gross. Here it comes. Fouled back. Logan staying alive. Cue the Bee Gees. Just a gentle breeze blowing in. One out. Bottom of the sixth, 5-5 score. The payoff pitch to Logan Gross. Inside, ball four in the dirt, and the bases are loaded for Mr. RBI man Gavin Peterson. Oh boy, look out. Gavin had a big blow in the fifth inning, a 2 RBI triple down the right field line. Schmidt and Wright was playing more in the gap, and he had nowhere to go. And Logan Gross, those big strides, made it from first to home to tie the game up. Gavin with 42 runs batted in on the season. Those two ribbies.
Didn't you say that was a new school record?
40 was.
Yeah.
First pitch to Gavin. Curveball misses outside. It's 1-0. And you see that only three innings plus pitched by Richmond. This is unfamiliar territory for the lefty. Bases loaded for Gavin Peterson, the 1-0 pitch. Way outside as Lipka had to slide across his knees, throw down to third base. And Caldwell back there head first. 2-0 count to Gavin Peterson.
Well, you got to wonder how much longer the Evergreen coach is going to allow Richmond to, he's looking at his third walk coming up.
Here's the 2-0 pitch to Gavin Peterson. Way outside, 3-0.
Worse.
And that's Russell Tabor warming up, I believe, for Evergreen. Here's the 3-0 to Gavin. Does he have the green light? That's in there for a strike. No. Coach Troy said, leave it on your shoulder. Now he'll get the green light with the hitter's count. Looking to blow this one open. Tied at 5. Richmond with a full windup. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Gavin looking to go deep on that one. And the count is full. Critical moment here in the ballgame.
Protect the plate, bud. Protect the plate. No
Base is loaded. 3-2 count to Gavin Peterson. Here's the pitch. Ooh, ball four. And he walks in a run. Another RBI for Peterson. Trey Caldwell comes home to score. The bases are still loaded. And it's Cade Street. You know, a hitter like Gavin Peterson, you want to swing the bat so bad. But
yeah,
you're not going to swing at anything unless you get something fat to hit. And that was good patience by Gavin. Cade Street doubled and scored in the fourth inning. Bases loaded, one out, 6-5 Bears. Richardson, or Richmond with the first pitch. Swing and a miss. Cade takes a big cut. It's 0-1. Bears 6, Evergreen 5.
Come on, Cade, you got it, bud.
Richmond's 0-1 pitch to Street. Curveball outside. 2-2. That kind of looked like a wiffle ball. Had good movement, but outside the zone. 1-1 to Street. Okay, looking for one right up Main Street. Here's the 1-1 offering. Swing and a miss. That went out of the zone.
Yep.
And it's 1-2. One out here in the sixth.
So hard to be patient in a situation like this, knowing a base hit is going to bring in at least one run.
Here's the 1-2 to Cade Street. Fly ball. That's drifting foul and out of play. Okay, remains 1-2. Austin Boland on deck. Bears with a one-run lead. Here in the bottom of the sixth. One out. Cade Street looking to connect here. And Richmond winds and delivers the 1-2 pitch. Curveball. Strike three called. Got the outside corner. Oh, that was a nasty bender. And Street caught looking. He strikes out for the second time, and it's up to Austin Boland to pad the lead a little bit for the Bears. Boland singled in the second, flied out to center, was robbed of an extra base hit by Richmond, who's on the mound. First pitch to Boland. High and outside, 1-0. Bolden fouled out in the fifth inning. Bases loaded, two outs. 6-5 Bears. Richmond with the 1-0 pitch to Bolden. Swing and a miss. And it's 1-1. Richmond in the full windup. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Outside, get back with a fastball, and it's 2-1. It's the ninth batter to head to the plate for the Bears. Just with a one-run lead, 6-5. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Bolin. Outside, and it's 3-1. Connor Abbott would be next. Richmond with the 3-1 pitch. High ball four, and he walks in another run. 7-5 Bears. And it's Connor Abbott. He bunted foul for an out in the second, doubled in the fourth. Hit by a pitch and scored here in the sixth. And now a mound conference, and they're going to pull Richmond. So he goes a third of an inning, walks in two runs. He's still responsible for the base runners out there.
Yeah, had 32 pitches in this inning. Four walks.
And it's Russell Tabor pitching for the Cougars. While he takes his warm-ups, we'll take a break. The Bears have the lead 7-5 with two outs at the bottom of the sixth, bases loaded, when Connor Abbott comes to the plate. This is KMPS. Well, the Bears have the lead 7-5. Bottom of the sixth, two outs. Second pitcher to come in relief of Carson King. Grayson Richmond struggled, walked in two runs. The bases loaded, two outs for Connor Abbott. He started this inning off being hit by a pitch, scored a run. Russell Tabor is the pitcher. And Tabor has pitched 20 innings, given up 30 hits, 33 runs, 14 earned, 13 strikeouts. First pitch swinging, and Abbott fouls it off 0-1. So again, you see a lot of the unearned runs. That tells you the errors that have been committed by the Cougars this season. 7-5 Bears. Next pitch to Abbott. Outside. Tabor's a left-hander. It's 1-1. Nail-biting time here at Cooper Memorial. Here's the 1-1 count. The pitch to Connor Abbott. Ground ball. Gobbled up by the third baseman who goes to the bag for the force. After the errors he's committed, Ryan Cook with a brilliant play. A backhand stop. That was a hot smash. Ticketed for left field, but a good play by Cook. Goes to the bag for the force, and that'll do it for the Bears.
Yeah, goes down on one knee and like, caught it on the spin. It spun him all the way around, and he was able to get the tag at the force.
So the Bears score four runs on one hit. Several walks, one error, and the bases were left loaded. We go to the seventh inning, 7-5 Bears, three outs away from advancing to the regional championship. This is KMTS. Back to Cooper Memorial Field. The Bears need three outs to advance to the regional championship. They lead 7-5 as we go to the seventh inning. Austin Boland going the distance. He's up to 98 pitches. But your ace, he wants the ball. Bears scored four runs in their half of the sixth to take the lead. And the bottom of the order for the Cougars. Ethan Foreman hit into a force, popped out to second, grounded out to short. Boland's first pitch. In there for a strike on the inside corner. Nothing and one. Boland's 0-1 pitch. In the dirt. Gets stopped by Streets. 1-1. There's seven. Evergreen Cougars 5. Top of the seventh. 1-1 count to Foreman. Boland winds and delivers. Fouled off right side, and it's 1-2. Boland has gone over 100 pitches a few times this season. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Foreman. Swing and just got a piece of it. Fouled it to the backstop. Now remains 1-2. Foreman, Hartmere, and Eric Schmidt. Here's the 1-2 to Foreman. Fouled off right side and out of play. We'll go over to the batting cages. Foreman fighting it off. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Boland. Just got a piece of it and fouled it back. And it looks like a Cooper Martis in the batter's box, or the on-deck circle. Will bat if Foreman can get on board. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Boland. Swung on and missed. Strike three. And Boland with a little fist pump. Ball dropped, but then Street throws him out. That's six Ks for Austin Boland. Big out. One away for his number 19, Cooper Martis.
It's actually Boland's seventh strikeout.
Oh.
Yep.
Martis batting for Hartmere. And
number 19, Cash Martis.
Oh, this is Cash or Cooper? Number 19?
Yeah, number 19.
First pitch is in there. Ball one. Just missed. Next pitch, ground ball to third. Gloved nicely by Brock Caldwell. Throws. Oh! Could not be get dug out by Trey Caldwell. The throw is low. Trey with a nice stretch and couldn't do the backhand dig. And Martus is safe. That's an E5. Well, the best you can hope for now, one of the things you can hope for is a double play. And this is
number 12. Is that Chase Johnson?
Thompson.
Okay.
Thompson, and the ball's dropped. And taking second base is Martus. Chase Thompson batting for the number 9 hitter, Schmidt, who was 2 for 3. 1-0 pitch to Thompson. Ground ball in the left field, base hit. Thompson coming off the bench and coming around. Here comes the throw to first. That ball gets away. Boy, just bad throwing. Bad decisions. And the Cougars have closed the gap to 1-7-6. Martis comes out around to score on a base hit by Thompson.
Now batting number 11, Cooper Martis.
You're good, Austin. You're good.
Now Cooper Martis, number 11, batting for Richmond in the leadoff hole. So it was Cash Martis with the board on the air. Score the sixth run for the Cougars. One out, top of the seventh. First pitch to Cooper Martis. That's in the dirt, 1-0. Batting for Richmond. 7-6 Bears. A tying run at first base for the Cougars. 1-0 pitch. Chop foul. And it's 1-1. You'd like a room service 6-4-3 double play to end this thing. Bolin with the 1-1 pitch. In there for a strike. At the inside corner, Cooper Martis getting his first look at Bolin. Bears by a run. One out, top of the seventh. And now plate up, giving a warning to the Evergreen dugout. A lot of chirping going on. He heard something he didn't care for and issued a warning. Justin Lipka would be next. 1-2 count to Cooper Martis. Here's the pitch. A little check swing back to the mound. Bolin goes to first for the sure out and lobs it there. There's two away. That was a good decision because Chase Thompson was well on his way to second base.
Yeah,
on contact.
Trying to force that and overthrow into center would have been just bad news for everybody.
Two away. The tying run at second base. 7-6 Bears. Justin Lipka hit by a pitch. Grounded out to first. Walked twice. Bolin trying to go the distance. Shut the door here and get the win. First pitch from the stretch. Throws it, bluffs the throw to second. And they rifle did the little, the deke there.
Yeah, everybody's playing like it went far into center trying to get him to go to third.
You got to pull out the bag of tricks once in a while.
Yeah. The runner was definitely confused by it, but didn't take off.
First pitch. In the dirt. Good stop by Cade Street. 1-0 to Justin Lipka. Oh, listen to the chirping going on. 1-0 pitch. In there first. Oh, just missed. I thought the ump was going to ring him up there. Wolfketter warming up in the Evergreen bullpen just in case the Cougars extend this. Here's the 2-0 pitch. On the inside corner, 2-1 to Justin Lipka. 7-6 Bears, two outs, top of the seventh. Bullen trying to get the out and advance the Bears to the regional championship. And timeout called as Lipka steps out of the box. Bullen comes set at the belt. Here's the 2-1. Fly ball into right field. Here comes the tying run around third. The throw is offline, and the game is tied, 7-all. Lipka hits one the opposite field and ties the game up. And that'll bring up Dylan Shiro. 7-7. So the Bears are going to bat in the bottom of the seventh.
Boy, they got to take Shiro down here. The last thing they want is
Carson Keene coming up with men on base.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Would he be coming back in? Maybe as a hitter, he's no longer the pitcher, so
right,
no longer technically in the lineup.
That's true. Yeah, a little discussion going on between Cade Street and Austin Bullen. Bullen is, what is he up to? 120.
So, 117.
Whew. So Dylan Shiro, he's one for four. 7-7 score. First pitch, fastball, fly ball, left field. There's Trevor Burgess, makes the catch, and we're going to the bottom of the seventh, tied at seven. Rifle and Evergreen, the winner moving on to the regional championship. This is KMTS. We're back to Cooper Memorial Field. What a ball game. All tied at seven as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Evergreen scored two runs on two hits. One run was earned. There was an error. And a runner left on. Cougars have stranded 11. 7-7 score in the seventh. The Bears can walk it off, maybe. Brock Caldwell will lead things off for the Bears, followed by either Charlie Heisel or Trevor Burgess. And then the top of the order. And it's number 25, Wolfketter. Alex Wolfketter, the fourth pitcher for the Cougars. He's a left-hander. Wolfketter's pitched 15 and two-thirds innings. He struck out 21. That's third on the team in strikeouts. Walked 8. Given up 13 runs, 10 of them earned. He's a senior, so he's an experienced player. And Coach John Lipka going to the bullpen again.
We also see Logan Gross over in the in the rifle area warming up.
Yeah.
Obviously, Bolin can't go anymore at
117. Although, if the Bears win this in the seventh, Austin would get credit for the win, still being the pitcher of record. So another lefty for the Evergreen Cougars, and I believe the Devlin Jaguars and Northridge taking notes on this game.
Let's hear you, Bears. Leading off for the Bears, number 6, Brock Caldwell!
Brock Caldwell he singled in the 6th inning, the inning where the Bears scored 4 runs. Flied out and walked. Getting his first look at the left-hander, Alex Wolfketter.
Play dump has gone all the way into the rifle dugout. Looking at lineups or positions.
Seven score, bottom of the 7th inning. Suddenly the game has come to a grinding halt. The Devlin-Northridge game scheduled to go at 12:30. That's not happening.
No.
Which means the championship game might be delayed a bit. All right. Discussion is over, and out comes the plate ump, and we're ready to go. What a ball game this has been. Cougars running the first, 1 in the 5th, 3 in the 6th to tie this. The Bears scoreless through the first 3, scored 1 in the 4th, 2 in the 5th, 4 in the 6th. 7-5 lead, but couldn't hold it. Brock Caldwell leading off here in the 7th for the Bears. First pitch. Curveball misses. 1-0.
You got a 6.
Here's the 1-0. Curveball misses again. 2-0. Wolfketter, left-hander, winds and delivers the 2-0 to Brock Caldwell. Foul back. It's 2-1. Kidder shakes off the first sign. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Caldwell. Fly ball. It's popped up right side. Foreman, the first baseman, makes the catch. And there's one away. That's Trevor Burgess batting again. Heisel DH for him, and Burgess batted in the 6th and bunted foul. On an 0-2 pitch. See if he gets to swing away here. He is. First pitch. Late on that fastball. 0-1. Trey Caldwell on deck. 7-7 score. 1 out. Bottom of the 7th. Are we going extras? Bears going to walk it off. Wolfketter with the 0-1 pitch to Burgess. Fastball in there for a strike. Caldwell saw a steady diet of curveballs, but Wolfketter going to the fastball, and he's had better success. 0-2 count to Burgess. Here's the pitch. It's high and outside, 1-2. Trevor, you got this, bud. 7-7 score. Here's the 1-2 count to Trevor Burgess. Swing and a miss. There's two away. And it's up to Trey Caldwell to keep things alive for the Bears. Caldwell flied out to left, popped up to the pitcher. Singled in the fifth, aboard on an error in the sixth. He scored twice. First pitch, Wolfketter. Ground ball to third. Nice stop by Ryan Cook. Throws. Not in time. He had to do a little bit of a pirouette in the hole at third. That's an infield single for Trey Caldwell. That was a tough play for Cook. So the winning run at first base, Easton Phillips. No bunting here with two outs. He's got to swing away. This is lefty versus lefty. Eighth hit for the Bears. First pitch to Easton. He bunts. I don't understand with two outs. 0-1. Okay, I'm puzzled.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Is he trying to surprise them? Here's the 0-1 pitch to Easton. That's a curve that misses outside. 1-1. Getting a sign from Dad Troy, third base. Two outs. Winning run at first base. 7-7 score. Wolfketter from the stretch. The pitch. No, he's going to throw to first. Just a little lob there. That was close. Wolfketter with kind of a lazy lob to first. 1-1 count to Easton Phillips. Here's the pitch. Did he go around? Yes, he did. Strike two. It's a high fastball. Easton looked unsure on that one. 1-2 count. Wolfketter with the pitch. Runner goes. The pitch. High. Throw down to second base. Safe. The ball gets away. And down to third base goes Trey Caldwell. And the Bears are a wild pitch away from winning this one. Oh, my. 2-2 count to Easton Phillips. A base hit wins it. 2-2 count. Oh, my. Tense moments here. Wolfketter in the stretch. Here's the pitch. Outside. Oh, strike three. And the catcher should be warned for spiking the baseball.
Yeah.
That was ridiculous. Strike three called, and we're going to extra innings. Justin Lipka, better cool his jets. The umpire did not see that as he spiked the baseball. Come on, kid. That's the third out. Well, we're going to extra innings. No runs, one hit. No errors and one runner left. 7-7 score. Austin Bolden going back out on the mound for the Bears.
I can't believe it.
We'll be back after this on KMTS. And we're back to Cooper Memorial Field, going into the eighth inning. An extra inning affair in this first round regional playoff game, Bears and the Evergreen Cougars. And it's the heart of the lineup for the Cougars. Carson King, Augie Weber, and Ryan Cook. Bears had a chance to win it. Easton Phillips called out on strike three to end the seventh as Trey Caldwell at first base, or at third base. Carson King 3-for-3, and he rips one to center field. On his horse is Peterson. Can't get to it. It'll bounce at the fence. And King represents the go-ahead run with a leadoff double. He just drilled that ball. 3-for-3, intentional walk, and now a double. Wow. That thing was just scorched. And the go-ahead run for the Cougars at second base, Augie Weber, the batter. First pitch from Bolin, who's still on the mound. Swing and a miss. Good curveball, and Austin working hard. 0-1 count to Weber. Tied at 7 here in the top of the 8th. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Inside corner, strike 2. Austin with 7 strikeouts. Here's the 0-2. Fouled off, right side. That remains 0-2. Bowling from the stretch. Carson King at second base with that leadoff double. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Weber. Inside corner. Did it hit him? He claims it did.
He's saying it hit his...
Umpire saying, get back here. Yeah, nice try. It got my button. 1-2 count to Augie Weber. Bowling's pitch. In the dirt, good stop by Cade Street, and it's 2-2. We saw Logan Gross warming up last inning, but nobody in the Rifle bullpen now. 2-2 count to Augie Weber. Here's the pitch. Fly ball to center field. Peterson is there. Makes the catch. King tags up and will hold at second as a good throw by Gavin Peterson. Derek King to take third. One away for Ryan Cook. Cook struck out swinging 3 times and aboard on a fielder's choice. 7-7 score, 1 out, top of the 8th. The winner going on to the regional championship. First pitch to the left-hander, Ryan Cook. The pitch is high, 1-0. What do you got for pitch count for Austin?
Well, we were...
You got it, Austin! Come on, bud!
126.
Here comes 127 to Ryan Cook. 1-0. In there for a strike? Nope. Oh, just missed. What was that? Blue, where was that pitch? Woo! Carson King with that leadoff double, dancing off the bag at second. 2-0 count to Ryan Cook. The pitch. Fly ball to left field. Going back is Burgess. He's there. Makes the catch. Runner tags. Not going. There's 2 outs. 2 away. And it's Ethan Foreman. Popped out to second. Hit into a force. Grounded out to short. Struck out in the 7th. And Coach Troy Phillips out to have a team conference. This is his second visit to the mound. I think he's given up the ball. That's it. And Bowen, what a performance. A big hand for Austin Bowen. 9-1 in the season. Courageous performance. 130?
128.
128. Wow.
With 7 strikeouts, 4 walks, 1 hit batter.
So it's Logan Gross trying to shut things down here in the 8th. Give the Bears a chance to bat in the bottom of the 8th. 7-7 score, 2 outs. Logan Gross on the bump. Try and keep it tied. We'll be back after this on KMTS. Back to Cooper Memorial Field, a nail biter. It's first round regional playoff game. The Bears and the Evergreen Cougars tied at 7 with 2 outs in the top of the 8th. Carson King, the cleanup hitter, boy, he's a hitting machine. 4-for-4 with an intentional walk. And the saving grace is he was leading off with that double. 2 doubles, 2 singles. He just ripped that ball, but Bowen able to get 2 fly ball outs. He's pulled for Logan Gross. And Bowen at second base now. Phillips at short. First pitch. Ethan Foreman swing and a miss. Nothing in 1. And Logan Gross, he's got to look a little intimidating. 6'7" on the mound, staring you down like Randy Johnson. Here's the 0-1 to Foreman. Fastball misses low. 1-1. 2 outs, top of the 8th. And the go-ahead run for the Cougars at second base. 1-1 count to Ethan Foreman. Gross with the pitch. That fastball missed outside, 2-1. Great playoff baseball. Austin Bolin, 128 pitches. Here's the 2-1 to Foreman. Fouled off right side, and there's second strike. Logan Gross adjusting the ball behind his back. Now comes set at the chest. Here's the 2-2 pitch, way outside. Good reach there by Cade Street to prevent that from going to the backstop. And the count is full to Ethan Foreman.
Come on, Logan. You got it, bud. You got it.
Here's the payoff to Foreman. Got him swinging. Strike three. And we're still tied. Bottom of the eighth. No runs. One hit. A leadoff double by Carson King. No errors and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Still tied. 7-7. This is KMTS. Back to Cooper Memorial Field. The Bears looking for a walk-off win here as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Playing an extra frame. Cougars threatened to take the lead with Carson King's leadoff double. But Austin Bolin got Weber to fly out to center, Cook to fly out to left. Then he got pulled after 128 pitches. Logan Gross came in and struck out Ethan Foreman to end the eighth inning. And Gross looking to get on base here. He'll lead things off. The heart of the order. 3, 4, and 5 hitters. Gross, Gavin Peterson, and Cade Street. Facing Alex Wolfketter, the fourth pitcher for the Evergreen Cougars. What a battle this has been. Austin Bolin, 128 pitches, 11 hits, 7 runs, 6 of them earned, 7 2/3 innings. First pitch to Gross. Fouled back and out of play. Bears had their chance in the seventh, but Easton Phillips struck out with Trey Caldwell at third base to end the seventh. 0-1 pitch. That's the ball to the backstop. 1-1. One count to Logan Gross, facing a left-hander, Alex Wolfketter. The senior left-hander winds and delivers. As a base hit to right field, that could be extra bases. Gross on his horse. He's heading for second. Here comes the throw. It's close. He slides. He's safe. He's safe. He's safe. And look at the catcher, yeah. Justin Lipka. That young man better settle down. Yeah. I would issue him a warning.
Yep,
he is getting a warning from the plate up. Yep. He lost his cool the last inning after Phillips struck out. He spiked the ball, and the plate up did not see him. This time he's running past the bag, past the mound, to second base, jumping up and down, throwing a fit.
Yep.
That's just losing your head there, kiddo. And Gross on his horse with those big strides slid safely. That was a close play at second. So the winning run, a base hit from Peterson, can end this thing. Lefty versus lefty. Logan Gross with a leadoff double. Represents the winning run. First pitch to Peterson. Wolfketter from the stretch. He's going to wheel and bluff to second. And Logan with that big, as we call, oven mitt on his right hand. It's to prevent yourself from getting spiked. First pitch to Peterson. Here it is. Fouled off. Kind of jammed him. Hit it on the handle. It's 0-1. Peterson, a big triple. Knock in 2 runs in the fifth. He's got 3 runs batted in. One of those runs batted in walked in.
That's the fourth baseball to end up in the stands this game. The fans aren't usually having to be that that aware.
A one pitch from Wolfketter. That's in there for a strike. It's 0-2. Oh, 2 count. Count to Gavin Peterson. Winning run at second base. Wolfketter with the pitch. There's a fly ball. That's going to drop, I think. It is going to drop for a hit. Here comes Gross. He will score. The game is over. The Bears win it. Gavin Peterson with a walk-off.
Bears win.
The Bears win it in walk-off fashion. Gavin Peterson with his fourth RBI. A bloop single to left field. And that's all she wrote. And the Bears are living to play another game. Gavin Peterson with a bloop single to left. And Gross was on his horse. He was taken off on contact. He scores easily, and the Bears win it 8-7 in 8 innings. Holy cow. The Bears going on to the regional championship. We'll be back to sum this one up right after this on KMTS. Welcome back to Cooper Memorial Field. The Bears win their 20th game of the season in dramatic fashion. Holy mackerel, what a ball game as they come from behind to beat the Evergreen Cougars in game one of the regionals to advance to the regional championship, 8-7 in 8 innings.
Yeah.
And what a game to call live on the radio. I hope folks were entertained by that one. We're going to take a break and get ready for the championship game. Let's run down the scoring quickly. The Bears putting up zeros as they really couldn't touch Carson King. First three innings, scored a run in the fourth, two in the fifth, four in the sixth, two in the seventh, and then one run in the eighth, and that was the decisive run. We'll recap that winning hit momentarily. So many heroes to talk about. Austin Bolin gets a no decision, unfortunately, for that hard work. 128 pitches. Goodness gracious. Seven strikeouts. Walked, what, four?
Yeah, he had four walks, seven strikeouts. Had one hit batter, you know, hit Lipka in that first inning.
7 2/3 innings, 11 hits, 7 runs, 6 earned. Logan Gross gets the win in relief. Pitches a third of an inning but gets the W.
Yeah, only 6 pitches, 1 strikeout.
He gets the win.
Yep.
But he's good to go in the championship game if he starts or comes in relief, so that's good. Let's see. Trey Caldwell, good performance, 2-for-4 with 2 runs scored. An infield single and a clean base hit. Easton Phillips struggled at the plate, 0-for-4, including a bunting foul on an 0-2 pitch. But he made some good plays defensively, scored a run after he walked. Logan Gross, 2 hits, an infield single, and a leadoff double. He was on base 5 times. 2 errors, infield single in the fifth, scored. And scored the winning run. He walked in the sixth. He doubled to lead off the eighth. And yeah, it was the shallow right, and the throw to second was close.
Yeah.
But he, in those long strides, 6'7", all 6'7", I mean, he slid head first and just beat the throw.
Well, it just...
And the tag.
They just underestimate how Logan Gross can slide. I mean, his infield single was he slid head first into first.
Yeah, yeah.
And just beat the throw. He's just so long and lanky, he's able to do that.
So he goes 2-for-2. As the errors aren't charged against his at-bat and his batting average. And a walk and scored the winning run. How was he driven in? Well, Gavin Peterson, Mr. RBI.
Of course.
Gavin RBI Peterson. With 4 ribbies this game, and he comes through with a double. He just kind of blooped it down the left field line, and the left fielder Hartmere kind of playing more toward the gap. And Peterson, Logan Gross, with those long strides, able to make it home with the winning run. And Gavin Peterson, just what can you say about Mr. RBI? 44 now on the season with that double. He also had a triple for 2 RBIs, walked, grounded out and struck out in the first inning. and he's the hitting hero for sure. Connor Abbott with a double of his own. Brock Caldwell with a single, scored a run. In the nine hole, wasn't real productive. Charlie Heisel, DH, then Trevor Burgess came in for him. No hits in the nine hole, but I tell you, I just hats off to Brock, to Gavin Peterson, and to Austin Boland for eking this one out. They had to scratch and claw all the way to get this victory and move on to the regional championship. So here's the line total for the Bears: 8 runs, 10 hits, 4 errors, 10 men left on base. Evergreen, 7 runs, 11 hits, 4 errors, and 12 runners stranded. And Bears moving on to the regional championship. Scheduled for 3, but I'm sure it's going to go much later because Evergreen or Northridge and Devlin should be playing right about now, but they're just out there getting warmed up. So we'll keep you apprised. Glad you could tune in and enjoy some Monday afternoon baseball. The Rifle Bears move on to the regional championship, hoping to move on to the Grade 8 as they beat the Evergreen Cougars 8-7 in walk-off fashion. Gavin Peterson with the walk-off hit. That'll do it for now. Again, our final score, Rifle 8, Evergreen 7. The regional championship coming up later this afternoon. Have a great afternoon. We'll talk to you soon here on KMTS.